If you have bought a new car lately, it probably came loaded with safety features. The vast majority of cars now have crash prevention technology built in. Researchers say those systems are saving lives already and have the potential to save many more, but there is debate about how to reach that potential, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Crash prevention technology is the kind of feature you hope you never have to use. But there is one place where drivers push these systems to their limits all the time.
What we're going to do here is I'm going to drive at the target, maybe act like a distracted driver that maybe doesn't see it.
David Ayler is a vice president at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. We're at the group's campus in Central Virginia, where they have built a special outdoor testing lab to study how this technology performs in real-world conditions. Ayler is behind the wheel of a Mercedes SUV.
It will apply the brakes. I'm just sort of keeping my foot steady on the pedal here.
He accelerates straight at a life-size test dummy. But then, with just feet to spare, the car slams to a halt.
Well, that was a pretty sudden brake. And you didn't do that.
Nope. See, I kept my foot on the gas.
A few years ago, Ayler says only a handful of automatic braking systems earned his team's top rating. Now, many of them do. They don't perform quite as well at night, but he says even that is getting better as cameras improve.
We've seen in our testing over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, pretty big improvements in the performance of the vehicles. So I think this technology has huge potential.
Crash prevention technology offers a glimmer of hope in what is otherwise a fairly bleak state of affairs. Car crashes kill more than 40,000 people a year in the U.S., including more than 7,000 pedestrians. Those numbers climbed sharply during the pandemic, but they've dipped slightly over the last 2 years. And the widespread adoption of this technology is likely one reason why.
These systems have really infiltrated the new vehicle market.
Jennifer Morrison is the head of vehicle safety for Mazda North America. Back in 2016, automakers reached a voluntary agreement with federal regulators and safety advocates to put automatic emergency braking, or AEB, in their cars and trucks. Now, Morrison says AEB and other driver assistance technologies are standard in more than 90% of new vehicles.
The reason that that's so impressive is that they're not required. This is all voluntary. This is all based on automakers and the government's commitment to advancing vehicle safety.
But safety advocates say there is still more work to do. Kathy Chase is the president of the nonprofit Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety.
There's a lot of question marks. Just putting AEB into a car doesn't mean problem solved. It may or may not stop in time to avoid a collision.
Chase and other safety advocates say they also want some basic standards to make sure these braking systems are performing as well as they should. And regulators at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration agree. This year, they decided to make AEB mandatory and to set federal safety standards, starting with the 2029 model year. But a trade group for the auto industry is not happy about that.
This is virtually impossible to meet at this point.
John Bazella is the president of the Alliance for Automotive Innovation. He says regulators are asking for too much, in part by requiring these braking systems to work at highway speeds. Bazella worries the regulation could lead to unintended problems if automatic brakes become too sensitive.
What I'm concerned about is we're going to make driving, especially highway driving, more erratic when we should be making it more predictable.
Bazella's group and several automakers filed formal petitions asking regulators to reconsider. But last week, regulators largely rejected those petitions. Bazella called that decision wrong and disastrous and is now calling on the incoming Trump administration to reverse it. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.